Mother Earth says, now take good care of me. Please do not hurt me.
Greetings. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kitishi Native American Center. We are broadcasting on RFPI, Radio for Peace International, Global Community Radio. Akwe, welcome. This is your host, Ones Pritzker. Wolf Mountain Radio focuses on protecting Mother Earth, defending native land and indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Please listen now to Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices. Ho, Kanawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
No. ancestors and elders took special care in their decision-making to ensure us a prosperous future. Respect and honor towards our elders. We hold the truth, the secrets, the lessons of life, and of our past. It is time for us to conduct ourselves properly, in accordance to the ancient ways that have been entrusted to us. We preserve our strength for you, your words, and your songs, and our dance. We show our love for you.
From Haudenosaunee Mohawk singer-songwriter Howard Lyons from his Spirit Walk CD, Sound of America Records. That particular song was entitled For Our Seventh Generation, honoring the concept that indigenous peoples throughout the world care for seven future generations. We think about our youth as future leaders of our nations and as citizens of the world. Ashkwe, greetings and welcome to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. In today's program, we are very honored to hear Mohawk Chief Larry King talk about the planned United Nations Youth Peace Summit in August 2006 that will take place on Mohawk Nation territory at Akwesasne. The Mohawk community at Akwesasne is hosting this international four-day conference, working in collaboration with the Indigenous Tribal Nations of North America, United Nations Education Scientific Cultural Organization, UNESCO, and the Art Miles Mural Project. Youth from around the world will gather to focus on cultural concepts of peace and peace building in order to promote world harmony and peace, to promote youth as peacemakers, youth as citizens of the world, and youth as protectors of Mother Earth. Yad Kiddushi Native Center's Wolf Mountain Radio had the honor to attend the 2004 National Congress of American Indians Convention as an accredited member of the press. At NCAI, I had the privilege to meet with and interview Chief King at his Youth Peace Summit information table. Before we listen to my interview with Chief King, we will present the United Nations Youth Peace Summit vision document, which describes a very important and wonderful upcoming 2006 international gathering at Akwesasne. For the benefits of our worldwide listeners, Akwesasne is a Mohawk Nation territory adjacent to the so-called United States-Canadian border in North America. Mohawks are members of the Haudenosaunee, a sovereign indigenous confederacy of tribal nations consisting of the Mohawk, Seneca, Oneida, Onondaga, Cayuga, and Tuscarora. The Haudenosaunee are unified under the traditional Great Law of Peace, represented by Karandawan, the Great Peace Tree, a great white pine tree whose roots spread out across sacred Mother Earth. In the long ago time before Europeans arrived on Turtle Island, North America, among some tribes there was killing, war, and greed. Mohawks, Senecas, Onondagas, Oneidas, and Cayugas, who lived in the northeast woodlands in what is now called New York and southern Canada, were known for violence. There was great disharmony between humans and the natural world, our animal and plant relatives. The Creator saw this, and so as I understand the teachings of the Great Law of Peace, the Great Spirit sent a spiritual leader, a prophet, the peacemaker, to teach peace and bring unity to the five warring Indian nations. Traveling in a beautiful white canoe across Onondaga Lake, the peacemaker spoke to the people. He presented a code of ethics, the Great Law. It is a cultural spiritual life way based on our Native American principle of the seventh generation, to always consider how your actions will affect Mother Earth in seven generations into the future. The peacemaker called for the warriors to put down their weapons and end warfare. He talked to each of the five nation chiefs of the importance of honoring Mother Earth by developing a culture of peace where everyone lives in equal respect of each other in a democratic society. As an expression of this culture of peace, the peacemaker held five pine tree needles clasped together in his hand, symbolizing a united Indian Confederacy. At a grand council of the chiefs and people, the peacemaker then uprooted a great tree, Karandawan. He instructed that all weapons be thrown into the deep hole under this great white pine tree to be buried the hatchet, so that war, greed, and violence would no longer be accepted. Thus became known as the Haudenosaunee Great Law of the Five Nations, or Iroquois. Later, another tribal nation, the Tuscarora, joined the Grand Council to make what is now known as the Haudenosaunee, or Six Nations. The Great Law of Peace still governs the Haudenosaunee and serves as a guide for all of humanity. The Great Law of Peace is a cultural spiritual life way, a native philosophy and ethic for having reverence for Mother Earth, all life, a culture of peace. We at Yadkinishi Native Center sincerely hope this native cultural spiritual life way, the culture of peace, will soon be understood and honored by all the world's peoples. We hope today's Wolf Mountain Radio programs honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices contributes to this prayer for peace. Wolf Mountain Radio now presents the United Nations Youth Peace Summit 2006 Vision Document, read by co-producer Betty Hurst. We thank you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Aho, Kinawantakwasin, to all of our relations.
United Nations Youth Peace Summit 2006 Vision Document. United Nations Youth Peace Summit 2006. In the summer of 2006, the Indigenous Tribal Nations of North America will host a United Nations Youth Peace Summit where youth from around the world will attend this special convocation to focus on cultural concepts of peace and peace building. Indigenous tribal nations of North America look to the youth of this world as the coming generations that will inspire new initiatives in the promotion of world harmony and peace, and promote youth as peacemakers, youth as citizens of the world, and youth as protectors of Mother Earth. The United Nations Youth Peace Summit is being organized under the auspices of the United Nations Educational Scientific Cultural Organization, UNESCO, Decade of the Culture of Peace and Nonviolence Among Children of the World, 2001 to 2010, in collaboration with the UNESCO Art Miles Mural Project. The proposed dates of the Youth Peace Conference will be August 14th to August 18th, 2006, on Mohawk Nation territory at Akwesasne, which is located adjacent to the United States-Canada border in North America. Akwesasne Mohawk Community to host World Youth Gathering. The Mohawk community at Akwesasne will be the host community, working in collaboration with the Indigenous Tribal Nations of North America, UNESCO, and the Art Miles Mural Project as the venue for this four-day International Youth Peace Conference. For Akwesasne, such an undertaking is not only necessary in this world today, it is part of Akwesasne's cultural responsibility that has not been forgotten. Akwesasne, Indigenous Tribal Nations of North America, UNESCO, and the Art Miles Mural Project join together to encourage youth from around the world to bring teachings of peace that are embedded within their own respective cultures to share with other youth and nations of the world. The conference. This UN-sponsored conference will provide the venue for youth to discuss what their traditions and cultures can contribute to the promotion of peace and nonviolence in the world. Youth will conduct an educational, cultural, and peace-building agenda during the four-day conference that will be linked to the United Nations September 21st, 2005 to 2006 International Day of Peace. The four-day gathering, August 14th through 18th, 2006, will take place in Akwesasne, Mohawk Territory, which lies on ancient Mohawk Territory between Canada and the United States of America. The Peace Conference will be recognized by UNESCO and the International Day of Peace as the official host community for the Culture of Peace for the period of September 21, 2005 through September 20, 2006. Participating youth from Indigenous nations will bring their nation's artistic contribution to the Art Miles Mural Project. At the conference, youth will sew their nation's canvas mural promoting global harmony together with those from each participating Indigenous nation. The Peace Summit Conference will provide youth the following: an opportunity to plan and organize this conference, a meaningful peace-building event, a place to share their cultural traditions of peace and to interact with each other, a venue to design peace-building ideas that can be activated and promoted by the UN organizations and governments worldwide. The Art Miles Project. The Art Miles Mural Project is an official UNESCO Decade of the Culture of Peace project, as well as an official project for the Guinness Book of World Records. Over 900 murals have been completed from over 100 countries to date. In honor of the Youth Peace Conference, Indigenous youth will be tasked with preparing a 5-by-12-foot mural on canvas that they will bring to the conference. Their murals will depict visual, spiritual, and inspirational thoughts on peace, particularly images by youth, in their quests for peace as portrayed through their own culture and traditions. At the conference, individual canvases will be sewn together with leather lace to create the longest painting in the world. The objective of the project is to promote global harmony, making it an ideal collaborative partner event for this youth conference. Vision for Youth Peace. A vision for peace in a world amidst violence and contempt for human life is a world community where peace can take root and be nourished. Human rights must be promoted as a collective responsibility for development and a means to address injustice and poverty. Human development not only serves the interest of justice, but also contributes greatly to a lasting peace. Haudenosaunee, Iroquois, and other Indigenous peoples are aware of how much must be done to share common teachings of peacemaking with all our relatives in the world. As brothers and sisters of humankind, we must act in solidarity, overcoming any differences of race, religion, or nationality. Solidarity on issues of peace empowers the good of all, and peace will be the outcome of solidarity. Nonviolent alternatives must be considered for dealing with conflicts. Preventive diplomacy and conflict resolution needs to be a gift that is taught to the youth of today and the future generations to come. Strategies that promote peace need to be the tools that are exercised by our youth to influence international affairs and research, education, and training in nonviolent methods of deterring war should be promoted. Akwesasne asserts that an institution known as a Youth Village for Peace must be established to educate and promote nonviolent solutions to disputes and to nurture political commitment to such efforts. Youth Village for Peace is the anticipated lasting legacy of the United Nations Youth Peace Summit in 2006, to be hosted by the Akwesasne community in the Mohawk Territory of Akwesasne. The proposed United Nations International Youth Village for Peace is proposed to be located within Akwesasne Mohawk Territory. This flagship is launched in support of the Nobel Peace Laureate's appeal for children of the world. The United Nations International Youth Village for Peace has the potential of being a resource that will extend continuing education opportunities in the areas of peace studies, indigenous global peace education. Classes and events will be provided and or facilitated by the Peace Village staff. The Youth Village for Peace will provide a fully integrated curriculum which will prepare youth and adults for democratic participation in a global society. Lessons demonstrating the connection between life and learning will enable youth to develop their self-esteem, integrity, and sense of responsibility for the world in which they live. The Youth Village for Peace will sponsor ongoing community peace events. In addition, the Youth Village for Peace could be used for a variety of community events such as cultural gatherings, lectures, fundraisers, concerts, plays, art classes, and much more. Organizations and community members with compatible missions will have the opportunity to use the Peace Village facilities. Youth Village for Peace will provide the entire community with tools that facilitate concepts of stewardship of the natural world, participation in the community as a peacemaker, and the dissemination of peace-centered concepts. In addition, the United Nations International Youth Village for Peace will be the home of the UNESCO Art Miles Mural Project Indigenous Mural Mile Art Gallery. Youth Village for Peace mission statement. The mission of the Youth Village for Peace will be to offer peace education which reflects the United Nations call for a decade of peace education. The goal is to provide youth with the tools to live harmoniously with the natural world, their communities, and themselves. The youth will graduate as global citizens, flexible and innovative thinkers, empathic and aware, well-versed in creating sustainable environments and relationships. Youth Village for Peace educational vision. The Youth Village for Peace will offer education that will prepare youth for democratic participation in a global society, teaching dynamic and effective strategies to meet the challenges of peace, will instill confidence in their imaginations and visions. Diversity found in various cultures will be honored, and appropriate cultural activities will empower individual needs. Youth will be taught to reflect upon the process, impact, and outcomes of their actions as it pertains to peace. Youth Village for Peace will sponsor ongoing community peace events as well as peace education classes for both adults and youth. The Youth Village for Peace curriculum will focus on the following: youth as peacemakers. Youth will be exposed to the teachings of various historical and contemporary peacemakers from around the world. By understanding the values these individuals exemplified, it is anticipated that youth will have a greater understanding and appreciation for the diversity of peace as expressed by the nations of the world. Cultural exchanges through visual and performing arts will help students deepen their awareness of cultural diversity and imagine innovative solutions to world problems. It is anticipated youth will come to understand the root and solution of conflict through active skill building and practice of nonviolent communication skills. Youth as citizens of the world. Youth will be introduced to the larger world community through daily explorations in multicultural expressive arts, foreign language studies, and international teacher and student exchanges. The Youth Village for Peace will promote and infuse multicultural and expressive arts into all areas of study. These arts will include creative writing, visual and tactile arts, music, drama, dance, and film. Daily activities designed to nurture each youth's inner drive and curiosity will help develop their self-esteem, integrity, and sense of responsibility for their world. Youth as protectors of Mother Earth. Youth will have the opportunity to develop an ecological awareness through an exposure to the natural world. Through teachings of indigenous elders and medicine peoples, learn various living skills to enable them to make positive contributions to the environment, both locally and globally. Through partnerships with nationally and internationally recognized environmental groups, youth will be made aware of community, regional, national, and global environmental crises, and youth will have opportunities to explore solutions for restoring a thriving and viable world environment. Akwesasne. Akwesasne was honored to be chosen as the host community for the United Nations Youth Peace Summit in 2006 because it is deeply committed to a world culture of peace. Akwesasne is one of several communities that form the Mohawk Nation, and in turn, the Mohawk Nation is one of the member nations of the ancient Haudenosaunee-Iroquois Confederacy. This confederacy or union of nations was founded almost 1,000 years ago by a peacemaker who brought the great law of peace to nations at war and found the methods whereby these warring peoples could embrace peace as part of their lifestyle, religion, and governing structure. Akwesasne is also uniquely situated between the United States and Canada on ancient Mohawk Nation territory that has been held by our people since time immemorial. Because of its unique history and situation, Akwesasne has a good sense of how nations should interact between one another to build respect, friendship, and peace, and Akwesasne realizes how fragile peace is. Akwesasne also has a good idea of how lasting beneficial relationships and partnerships between nations should be founded. Akwesasne is one of the communities within the Mohawk Nation whose culture is still deeply committed to the principles of peace as practiced within the Haudenosaunee Confederacy. Akwesasne's people work to keep the principles of the Great Law of Peace thriving within a living culture. Akwesasne welcomes the opportunity to build an environment for youth to gather and share their cultural philosophies of peace. The Great Law of Peace. In Haudenosaunee history, a man of peace came among 5 warring nations and delivered to them a message of peace. The peacemaker's message was called the Great Law of Peace. The Great Law of Peace was accepted by those 5 original nations and provided them an opportunity to join together to build a way of life and culture based on peace. The resulting confederacy of these nations is known today as the Haudenosaunee or Iroquois Confederacy. Haudenosaunee culture describes the great law of peace like an ever-growing pine tree whose white roots of peace spread to the four corners of the world. Haudenosaunee teachings say that if anyone or any nation should choose to learn more about the great law of peace, they should trace their roots to their source among the Haudenosaunee. Haudenosaunee people and nations have lived up to their responsibility and have shared their ideas of peace with people throughout the world. It is very appropriate that the youth of the world should trace the Haudenosaunee roots of peace to the Mohawk Nation at Akwesasne, where Akwesasne will provide a great meeting place for youth of the world to gather and to share cultural ideas for a world of peace. Some more thoughts from Akwesasne. Among the most cherished cultural teachings of the Haudenosaunee is that all peoples of the earth are entitled by right of birth to exist as diverse and distinct cultures, and that diversity of cultures is as natural as all of the elements of creation, and that this is where we find inspiration and growing strength in this world. We are taught that conformity is not a prerequisite to peace or unity among peoples, communities, or nations, and that despite actions which fractionalize peoples of the world, we should keep reasonable minds and good intentions toward each other, and to use our good minds to mediate affairs with one another. We are taught that peace within communities, nations, and the world can happen when there is respect for the rights of humankind balanced with the rights of the natural world, and that it is our common struggle for survival and the health of the Mother Earth that should be among the principles that unites world nations in this day and age. Akwesasne is committed to sharing Haudenosaunee culture, values, and beliefs as they relate to the development of a world culture of peace, because achieving world peace should be like a living organism that grows, incorporates a variety of ideas, and adapts to the changing needs of the people and nations of the world. The Akwesasne community is committed to providing the venue for youth of the world whereby they will meet to share cultural concepts of peace building that may be utilized in promoting peace in the world. It is hoped that through this conference, the voices of world youth will be amplified so that these future leaders of the world can be heard loud and clear. Akwesasne is proud and honored to provide a place in the shade of the Great Tree of Peace for the United Nations Youth Peace Summit in 2006, where new ideas and seeds of peace can be shared. These ideas can be taken home by the youth of the world and planted in the lands where they live. There, in the many nations of the world, they can take root and grow. Thank you.
American flute music from Robert Reed Cody and Hobiah Edwards from their Canyon Records CD Reflections, which they gifted me at a powwow where I had the honor to interview them. That song was entitled Buffalo Prayer Song. You are listening to Wolf Mountain Radio's Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices, a production of the Yat-Kedishin Native Center. This is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker. We will now share my interview with traditional Haudenosaunee spokesperson, Chief Larry King of the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne. Our conversation took place at the 2004 National Congress American Indians Conference, so you will hear some background sounds of delegates in the exhibit area. Chief King, Wolf Mountain Radio is honored to welcome you to our program that is broadcast around the world on the global community radio station, Radio for Peace International. Would you please begin by letting listeners know about Akwesasne in your Mohawk Nation territory?
Hello, greetings on behalf of the Akwesasne Mohawk Nation. We're a community located in upper New York State, right up on the Canadian border. Our community also actually encompasses the state of New York, the provinces of Quebec and Ontario. So we are very jurisdictionally divided there.
Akwesasne is a special place, and it is wonderful that this is the location where the United Nations Youth Summit in August 2006 will take place. I had the privilege to spend some time at Akwesasne more than 20 years ago, volunteering at Akwesasne Notes, one of the finest native newspapers in Indian country. I also had the honor to share cultural stories and talk to students about the environment at Akwesasne's Freedom School. The wonderful gift to me from living in Mohawk territory was being able to learn about Genawina Goa, the great law of peace. I'm certainly very honored to hear about this International Youth Peace Summit, which the Akwesasne community will host. Chief King, would you please speak about the upcoming summit?
Yeah, gladly. Well, we're here bringing awareness, of course, promoting this very exciting and unique opportunity for, the Haudenosaunee people to be able to welcome the youth of the world to come to our community. We actually accepted a challenge by the United Nations to put on this Youth Peace Summit. Long story short, what actually happened was we had a group of people in Washington doing a presentation, a social, cultural program that we have within our organization based on the Gaswata, which is the two-row wampum and the great law of peace. And unfortunately, on that fateful time, at the same time they're doing a presentation, a plane hit the Pentagon. So in the crowd, there were members from the United Nations, and they were cordoned off in a safe place. And, of course, the discussion ensued around what they just have to bear there. So out of those discussions and ensuing discussions, because they were cordoned off and they couldn't go home for the longest time, so they had some spin-off meetings. And out of that came this idea of a peace process or a peace summit, and later developed into a youth peace summit. We are expecting approximately 5,000 youth from around the world. We have countries already committed, such as Australia, New Zealand, Japan, China, the United Kingdom. There's just so many people who are getting as excited as we are about this event coming not only to the people, but especially to the Haudenosaunee people.
Sir, my next question to you is about how the Great Law of Peace came about. To me, the cultural, spiritual message of the Great Law is an important teaching to all peoples, for all governments, that humankind must develop a culture of peace between nations and with all life on Mother Earth. As we say in Wabanaki language, Kanan Wantakwasin, all of our relations. This International Youth Summit and Youth Village is very close to my heart. One of the projects of Yat-Kedishin Native Center is our Wakachobi Earth Charter Project, which promotes earth ethics and environmental social justice through promoting the values and principles of the International Earth Charter. Yesterday, here at National Congress American Indian Session on Education, I had the honor to give a presentation on Wakachobi's curriculum and teacher training. Our school program incorporates ethics environmental science, and cultural wisdom to promote reverence for life, care for the planet, respect for cultural and spiritual diversity, and encouraging youth to better understand their interconnections with each other and Mother Earth in order to live in a culture of peace. Wauchatchobe is a seminal term for the marsh bird, great blue heron, which many native peoples consider very special, a symbol of peace. Our project name was chosen to honor Paheogi, the Everglades region ecosystem that was the homeland to the ancient Calusa and now traditional Seminole and Miccosukee tribal peoples where Yad Kiddushi Native Center is now located. Wauchatchobe's website shares our vision and describes our project programs in education, communication, and community action. I mention this because Yad Kiddushi Native Center's work is a small version of what I envision the Akwesasne Youth Peace Summit and Youth Peace Village can be for our planet. To me, this is the great meaning of the Great Law of Peace. Would you please talk about the Great Law of Peace?
Okay, I'll try. I'll try in short version.
Yeah.
Okay, actually, there was a time in our, there's a dark time in our history where we were at war. All of our nations were at war, and it was a very devastating time amongst our peoples. And there was a man, a Huron man, sent to the people with a message of peace. And as you can imagine, he wasn't taken very seriously. He was tested over and over again. He had to prove himself that he was worthy and that his words were true and that he was indeed a messenger of peace. The first thing that he did was he arrived on the shore of a village in a white stone canoe. And that's kind of where it started, and that's where he drew attention to himself and his word of peace, and people were starting to accept that, yes, this is definitely a good word, and this man is definitely true. So after convincing the tribes to join more so and accept his vision, they gathered around a great pine tree, and this tree was uprooted. And when it was uprooted, there was a great cavity that was formed and created. And, of course, these are traditional teachings amongst our people and our culture. And below this cavern was a very fast-moving stream. So the peace here convinced all the warring nations to throw in this cavern, in this cavity, all of their weapons of war. And of course, the fast-moving stream would carry those weapons of war away forever. And they would be further done away with by putting the Tree of Peace back upright and further burying those weapons of war. And its roots would go into the four directions that would come to be known as the White Roots of Peace. And it's welcome to all nations, regardless of race, creed, or color, to trace those roots to its source, which is the Great Peace, the Ganila Goa. So that's basically... And how it fits in what this Youth Summit is about. A further rendition of that is that the Tree of Peace will be surrounded by peoples holding hands. And the idea is that the Tree of Peace would never touch the ground should somebody hack at its roots or try to damage it and all that it represents. It would never touch the ground because those people hold their hands strongly and never allow it to do that. So, and also... The teaching further says that it's the youth of our world, the youth of our the younger generations, our future, exactly, who have to come and relieve these people should they get tired, should they get weary from this task. And as the youth will come, replace those people so that that circle will never be weakened, it will never be broken to the point that peace cannot be achievable.
You are listening to Yad Kiddushi Native Center's Honoring Mother Earth and Indigenous Voices. Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices focuses on protecting Mother Earth and defending Native lands and Indigenous peoples throughout the world. Honoring Mother Earth Indigenous Voices presents the situations facing Native peoples throughout the world with Native news, interviews, music, commentaries, and investigative reports. This program serves to protect sacred Mother Earth and the traditional cultural lifeways of Indigenous peoples. We are broadcasting on Radio for Peace International. Radio for Peace is the voice of peace, promoter of the environment, champion of human rights, denouncer of hate and injustice, advocate of the oppressed, defender of truth. Radio for Peace International is Global Community Radio.
During my conversation with traditional Mohawk chief, Mr. Larry King, who was here at the 2004 National Congress American Indian Conference, representing Akwesasne community that will be hosting the 2006 United Nations Youth Peace Summit, my next question is on a subject that greatly concerns Yad Kiddushin Native Center, as well as all indigenous peoples throughout the world, namely the well-being of Mother Earth, or what in English is often termed the environment. I am very grateful to see that the second paragraph of the Youth Peace Summit vision document also promotes youth as protectors of Mother Earth. Protecting Mother Earth is one of the most important concerns I have in life. Chief King, you may be interested to know that I've been an environmental activist since my youth. I had the honor to attend university where I studied forest and natural resource conservation. As an ecologist, I've been active in the environmental justice movement, especially indigenous environmental issues. As I mentioned earlier in today's program, our Wakachobi project promotes environmental education and earth ethics for schools and community action to defend their place on Mother Earth. This Wolf Mountain Radio program you are on today as a guest, honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, often focuses on a range of environmental and environmental health issues impacting not only indigenous peoples throughout the world, but all peoples, including our animal and plant relatives. Many years ago, as I said, when I had the honor to live at Akwesasne for a time, I saw firsthand the poisoning of Mohawk territory from industrial companies. If I remember correctly, General Motors, Reynolds, Aluminum, and Alcoa. I remember trying to grow a garden with Mohawk friend Catchy Cook, only to find the soil contaminated and our plant relatives stunted and unedible. Catchy is a hero of mine and a hero to the planet from her many years of community health and environmental work. So is Mohawk friend Jake Swamp, who have had the privilege to attend several of his Tree of Peace gatherings and here at several conferences. I remember the warnings about not eating fish out of the seaway or drinking well water, since that pollution caused serious environmental health problems. Sadly, the environmental situation in Akwesasne is seen in many Native communities throughout the world. Even with so-called environmental laws, I see the state of our biosphere as worsening. Global climate change, deforestation and desertification, air and water pollution, and the poisoning of the seas resulting in marine fisheries collapsing are all serious issues our next generation, our young people, will suffer from. For Native American and Indigenous peoples throughout the world, the expanding energy and natural resource development for oil, natural gas, coal, oil, shale, and uranium, as well as their resulting toxic waste, are further threats to sacred Mother Earth. Many Indian communities are already toxic waste areas, some labeled as, quote, national sacrifice zones, unquote, by Washington. Sir, would you please comment on the subject of the environment that I now raise?
Absolutely. That is still a problem as we speak today. And actually, I could add what I've already said to the fact that what we're trying to accomplish is the great peace, the Vanilla Goa, which also is inclusive of the human species understanding and accepting that that includes the natural world. And yes, indeed, we are still facing those things today. Unfortunately, we are embattled in land claims, as most of our brothers and sisters are out there. And it's a calamity that happened to our people. The 1950s, when our people were not educated in the white man's books or the white man's language, but as you know, educated in far further reaches than that. But it's just those times that we were taken advantage of, as most of our people were. Along came the seaway and its dams and all the degradation that came with that. So we are living with those things on a daily basis. The damage has been done with great work of some of the people that you've mentioned and yourself that to bring awareness to those things. It is an uphill battle. It is a struggle. We got some very dedicated, fine people like those that you mentioned who are dedicated to those causes. Presently, we are experiencing a lot of sicknesses, as a lot of First Nations are. Diabetes, which is a call here in this particular gathering, has ravaged our community. We have a lot of people coming down with a form of rheumatoid arthritis. We have a lot of respiratory problems. And of course, at that time, we were told, of course, that we were going to benefit greatly from this thing, which was the seaweed. The only people who have benefited have been the ones who are poisoning us on a daily basis, as you mentioned, GM, Reynolds, et cetera. So, we deal with that daily. It's a part of our daily lives, and it's a part of our struggle that we continue.
Sir, having read the Youth Peace Summit vision statement and listening to you today, uplifts my spirit, giving me hope that our young people, our future leaders, will continue to care for Mother Earth and work to create a culture of peace. Your commitment to the youth of the world is very special, and I thank you for that. I thank everyone involved in this upcoming Youth Peace Summit. My next question focuses on your perspective on how do you see Indigenous youth. Certainly my travels in Indian country, attending conferences, cultural performances in the arts, participating in powwows, and working on Indigenous environmental social justice issues has made me proud of the improvements in Indian country. I've met some fine young people, very devoted to their culture and tribal nation. I'm glad to see more young people learning their native language and participating in traditional ceremony. I'm glad to see some Indian youth becoming involved in native government, as well as in other professions that years ago had few native people. Here at National Congress American Indian Convention, I've attended many of the youth sessions in order to hear their concerns and perspectives. However, it is important to note that Native America still has major social problems, many of which greatly impact our youth. Alcoholism, substance abuse, dropping out of school, lack of interest in traditional culture, and even gang violence greatly concern me, as I'm sure they concern you. Would you please share any comments you have on this question?
Yeah, gladly. Actually, that is the reason that I sit where I do, which is the chief of the Mohawk Council of Akwesasne. That was my vision, that was my goal, that is my passion, and it remains so, is to see and bear witness how things are affecting our youth today. We are not immune to the things that you speak of, the drug problems, the alcohol problems. Those things are generational. Some of our people and our youth are lost and being redirected on off the good path. So there is a resurgence. There are, as you mentioned, some people are very dedicated people who continue to reassert those values, those traditions, those customs, those beliefs that are so very important that, you know, I'm a firm believer that, you know, you really got to understand your identity and who you truly are. And that is part and parcel of the struggle. But in our community, we have those people working. We have the language that is being more so introduced into our school systems. They are now venturing out into the high school areas, some even off of our territory. We're in a predicament where we have people in our youth population is such that we're just so bursting at the seams, you know. Demographics are the same throughout Indian country all over the place. The youth population is really what they can, four times the national average. So we have youth in our community going to different schools off the territory, and the language, and again, from the dedicated people in our community, is being introduced into the high school system there too. Some of them have been made to take French and Spanish until the language has been introduced, but now that's being done with the dedication of some people. Ceremonies, of course, they still go on. They always will be. You know, it's not underground. I use that word loosely. We are practicing, we are proud, and we are a rejuvenated people in that sense of the word.
It's been a real personal honor to share this time with you today on Wolf Mountain Native Radio's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, and to hear you talk about this very special and important upcoming United Nations Youth Peace Summit that will be held in August 2006 that will take place on Mohawk Nation territory at Akwesasne. The Mohawk community at Akwesasne is hosting this international four-day conference, working in collaboration with the Indigenous Tribal Nations of North America, the United Nations Educational, Scientific, Cultural Organization, UNESCO, in the Art Miles Mural Project. Youth from around the world will gather to focus on cultural concepts of peace and peace building in order to promote world harmony and peace, to promote youth as peacemakers, youth as citizens of the world, and youth as protectors of Mother Earth. Before we hear any remaining comments from Chief King, I'm going to provide the contact address so listeners can get more information about this upcoming summit and ways in which you can also help and help sponsor this event. The contact information is the United Nations Youth Peace Summit, Mohawk Council of Akwesasne, Box 90, Akwesasne, Quebec, Canada, HOMIAO. Again, I'll repeat, contact information for the United Nations Youth Peace Summit is UN Youth Peace Summit, Mohawk Council of Akwesasne, Box 90, Akwesasne, Quebec, Canada, HOMIAO. And Akwesasne is spelled capital AKWESASNE. And you can also contact us here at Yakitishi Native Center. Our email, of course, is yakitishi@earthlink.net. And so, sir, I'm going to ask you to please share any last further thoughts you may have with our worldwide audience. Again, thank you for being a guest on Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices. Aho, kinawa takwasin to all of our relations.
Yes, in closing, I would like to thank you for the opportunity to enlighten as many people as we can on this extremely exciting and unique event coming to our territory. And some of the things that, as a leader, is what I'm saying and doing, and what I have to do in my daily job, enter with the non-native government structures that be, and the oppressive forces, maybe is a better word for them at this point. While we need their help, why we need to inform them, why we need to for them to be a part of this process, I'm also putting them on notice that they understand and accept that this affords us an opportunity on an international scale, along with the United Nations, that we will be indeed telling our stories. While we're proud and we exude who we are, there's also some very dark times in our past and in our history. We could talk about the residential school abuse. We could talk about the daily oppression. We've already mentioned the problems that we deal with from the seaway and its attributing factors in the health and segregation of our territory and our people. So those are things that this event will also afford us and any other indigenous nation to be able to do the same. We're putting the world on notice internationally that those stories will definitely be told.
Dear friends, we're nearing the end of our broadcast time together for this edition of Wolf Mountain Native Radio. We conclude today's Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, with Oneida singer-songwriter Joanne Shenandoah's very beautiful song entitled The Evergreen Tree, a tribute to the great white pine tree of the Haudenosaunee, the great law of peace. This is from Joanne Shenandoah's Silver Wave Records CD, Sky Woman. Until the next Wolf Mountain Native Radio, this is your host and producer, Ones Pritzker, thanking you for listening to Honoring Mother Earth, Indigenous Voices, on Radio for Peace International and on RadioForAll.net. Aho, kinawan wan takwasin to all of our relations.
To other worlds. watch over the earth. All trees promised they would watch over the land. Trees.